The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah, Holy Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu Wassalamu Ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma Ba'd Fa'audhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah Wa Ala Alika Wa Ashabika Ya Habiballah Assalatu Wassalamu Alayka Ya Nabiyallah Wa Ala Alika Wa Ashabika Ya Nurallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to this series of programs Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And in these series of programs, if you've not tuned in before, we aim to look at our past. Look at what's happened yesterday. Look at our past and learn from the lessons of the past so that we can make a change today and have a better tomorrow. And when you hear events of the past, you need to ask yourself that why have these events been recorded? They've been maintained for us over 1400 years, 1000 years, 800 years, depending on who we're talking about. These events have been maintained and recorded for us and brought to the present day. And there's a reason for that. They're not just there because they are good stories. They are there so that we can learn something from that. And inshallah, in these series of programs, this is what we aim to do. We aim to learn from the past so that we can make a change today and have a better tomorrow. Today, we're going to learn about the importance, viewers of Money Channel, the importance of praising, of respecting, of loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and about those people, how they would show their respect, how they would praise the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the reward that they would get. But like every other time whenever we start a program, we give you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak, so that the intention is that we become habitual in reciting Durood e Pak. We learn about the blessings, we become encouraged to recite Durood e Pak, and we pass these blessings on to others as well, so that other people can also be encouraged to recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The blessing that we have today that we're going to share with you, viewers of the channel, is that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever likes this thing, that Allah azza wa jal is pleased with him, then he is presented in the court of Allah azza wa jal, he should send salat upon me in abundance. Try make a habit of reciting as much Durood e Pak as you can, viewers of the channel. Today, what we're going to talk about, as I mentioned earlier on, we're going to talk about reverence, praising the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those people that were fortunate enough to praise the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was their reward? And I'm going to give you an incident that took place, viewers of Madani Channel, that took place before the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this dunya. It is stated that Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabi, Rahmatullahi ta'ala, has narrated that there was a person in Bani Israel. He spent 200 years of his life disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. 200 years of his life. And finally he died in the very same state of disobedience. The Bani Israel, because they knew that this person all his life he's been committing these sins, they dragged him by his leg and threw his body on a pile of garbage. Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to his Rasul, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, to go and pick him up from there and perform his funeral salah after the funeral lights. Now when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard about this and he asked about the people, and they all testified that he was a man of ill character. He'd committed so many sins, and yet a Prophet of Allah has been called upon to go and retrieve his body, perform the funeral rites, and bury him in accordance with the teachings. And so Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he heard about this, that this person was such a bad person, he humbly requested in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Oh my Rabb, Azza wa Jal, Bani Israel are testifying that he was a man of bad character and he had spent 200 years of his life disobeying you." Allah Azza wa Jal sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he was indeed a man of bad character. He was indeed a person who committed so many sins. But it was a habit of his, listen to this, viewers of my channel, it was a habit of his that whenever he would open the blessed Torah to recite and he would see the blessed name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would kiss it and he would touch it on his eyes, Allahu Akbar, and he would recite salat upon him. And that is why I valued his action, forgave his sins, and I performed his nikah with 70 whores, beautiful maidens of paradise. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, from this, and I'm going to call it a faith refreshing parable. It kind of, you know, when you hear some of these stories, viewers of the channel, it freshens up your iman. It encourages you. You know, it's you make this intention when you listen to these things. You know what? No matter what, I'm going to make sure I recite through the park upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we hear from this that this person who remained indulged in sins for such a long time, and he did not perform any good deeds, but only due to this one act, respecting the name of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he received such a gift that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded by Allah azza wa jal to arrange his funeral rites. Allah, all his past sins were forgiven, and he became deserving of the mercy of Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, when an ummati of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam deserved to be forgiven by the virtue of respecting the blessed name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then think to yourselves that the ummati of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who not only respect his name but also have great respect in generally for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will that person's status be? Furthermore, it has also been learned from this narration, viewers of the channel, that kissing the name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the intention of praising him is not only a permissible act, but it's also a source of attaining the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. So when you see the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect it, kiss it, put it to your eyes. You know, people, they put the Quran to the eyes and kiss it. There is nothing wrong in this. When you see the name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then kiss it and put it to your eyes. There's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing in Sharia that forbids this. And inshallah, from this we also read, from this particular event, that not only is permissible, but it's also attains the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla. And what more do we want? Do we not want this? And so think to yourself, viewers of inshallah, this person, he just respected the name. He respected the name by just kissing the name and putting it to his eyes. So if we, as ummatis of the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect him, love him, praise him, follow him, try and follow in his footsteps, then inshallah, can you imagine what our reward will be? Now, there's not an excuse there. Don't think to yourself, sometimes we get this shaitanic whisper that says to us, oh, you know what? Well, that person, what he did is he left 200 years of sins, yeah? But he respected the name, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of that, he was forgiven. So you know what? I'll commit all the sins I want, but I'll respect the name. No, this is a shaitanic whisper. This is a shaitanic whisper, and we need to be wary of these sort of shaitanic whispers. That those people that we hear of the past that were forgiven by one act, by one deed, then that is through the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. We should never, you know, we should hope and pray for the mercy, but that is not a guarantee. There is no guarantee that we will have all of our sins forgiven. So we should also have that fear inside us. That fear inside us should be there, that we should be wary of our actions. We should be fearful of Allah azza wa jalla. We should be fearful of the punishment of Allah azza wa jalla, and try and perform those good deeds that will attain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, and try and refrain from those deeds that will attain the displeasure of Allah azza wa jalla. And so sometimes what happens is we have these shaitanic whispers where we say to him, well, this person, he was forgiven because of that small act. He was forgiven because of that small act. Well, I do low donor. Well, I've been on Hajj, I've been on Umrah. So if a person can be forgiven by kissing the name of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I perform the Hajj, then inshallah azza wa jalla, I will be forgiven as well. Yes, there is a possibility. There is a possibility. But as Muslims, we also know, viewers of the channel, that we will be punished if we do not sincerely repent, and if them sins are not forgiven, then we will be punished before we go into paradise for the sins that we have committed. You'll be punished. We will be punished for every salah that we missed. We will be punished for every fast that we missed. We will be punished for the zakat that we did not pay. We will be punished for all the other sins, lying, backbiting, swearing, telling tales, and all these other sins that we commit. We will be punished for them unless we are those fortunate ones who, through the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, we are forgiven. And those fortunate ones, there are fortunate ones that go into paradise without accountability. Yes, there are fortunate ones, but we have no guarantee that that will be us. So with that in mind, remove these shaitanic whispers and try and perform as many good deeds as you can. and refrain from committing those deeds that will attain the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And with that view of the channel, you know, life is very, very short. Life is very, very short. You know, I'm 50 plus now. Yeah, believe it or not. I'm 50 plus now. But, you know, who's to say? Who's to say that those people that are watching now that are less than 50, what guarantee have you got that you will reach 50? If you're less than 40, what guarantee have you got that you will reach 40? People are passing away all the time. Go to the graveyard, see the older graves. Don't just see the graves of this year. Go look at the older graves. And yes, you'll see the 80-year-olds, the 70-year-olds, but you'll also see the 20-year-olds, the 25, 30, 35, 40-year-olds as well. When the angel of death comes, he doesn't say, okay, all the old is first, all the rich is first, all the poor is first, all the weak is first. No. It is completely random views on the channel. And I think I've given this example before, I'll give it again. That you know when you bury somebody, you go to the namaz-e-janaza in the masjid, and what happens is afterwards, when the namaz-e-janaza has been performed, then everybody line up and they go and see the body one by one. You see the face of the body, they take the faceplate off, and you can see the face of the body before he is buried, and they put the faceplate on. And this is ibrat for us, you know, that you see that dead body there, and it makes you think about the death, and that dead body is actually telling you that, look, you know, today I have gone, tomorrow it could be you. And so this is like a message for you, and that's why we do it. But the next time you do it, look at the line. Look at the line of the people that are queuing up. That line is completely random. It's not as if there's the elder people first. It's not as if it's the younger people first. It's not as if it's the richer people first, the poorer people first, the healthiest people first, the weakest people. No, completely random line. In the same way, that line that is completely random, the angel of death comes completely randomly. We do not know who he's going to take. People have had illnesses all their lives and they live longer than those people that are athletes. So there's no guarantee on this views of Malaysia. So we should prepare ourselves for death. We should perform those good deeds that attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and refrain from those deeds that attain the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Viewers of Mother Channel, I do apologize. I've gone slightly off the topic, but it became part of what we were discussing, so I think it was needed that I mentioned this. With coming back to the topic of the day, viewers of Mother Channel, recording the reverence and the praising of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to understand, viewers of Mother Channel, that after embracing faith, after entering into the fold of Islam, that reverence and praising the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, holds an immense importance. And many blessed ayats have been revealed in the Holy Quran with regards to the respect and the reverence of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'll give you one to start off with, viewers of the channel. Surah Al-Fat, part 26, ayat number 8 and 9. And I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman. We have indeed sent you, O beloved, as a present and seeing, hazir and nazir, and giving glad tidings and warning, in order that, O people, you may believe in Allah and His Messenger, and honor and revere the Messenger, and you should glorify Allah in the morning and in the evening. Allahu Akbar. With regards to this particular ayat, viewers of the channel, Imam al-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, O Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned three purposes for sending the religion of Islam and revealing the Holy Quran. Firstly, to embrace faith upon Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, to have reverence for the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thirdly, to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Have a look at the beautiful order of all these things. First of all, faith has been mentioned and his own worship has mentioned. Last of all, reverence of his beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been stated in the middle, as reverence for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not benefit without faith. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, from the above mentioned, the ayah that I mentioned, and the blessed sayings of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, it becomes clear that reverence to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the very essence of faith. And if a person, without honoring the greatness of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, makes efforts to perform other good deeds, then none of these good deeds will be accepted. Listen to this, viewers of the channel. A small defect in the reverence of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can become a cause of destroying all of our good deeds. And inshallah, we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But at the moment, we're going to take a small break now. We've got a package for you. Inshallah, when we come back, we're going to continue with this topic. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Before repenting, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was an alcoholic. One day, he was going somewhere. On his way, he saw a piece of paper. And on it, it was written, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He picked that up, bought fragrance, itr, applied to that with honor and respect. He placed it to a high place. At night, a saint had a dream in which someone was saying, go and tell Bishr that he made my name fragrant, honored it and placed it at a high place. We will purify him. After the saint woke up, he thought to himself, Bishr is an alcoholic. There is perhaps some misunderstanding on my part about the dream. Then, making wudu and offering nafil salah, he went to sleep again, but had the same dream for the second and then for the third time, with the same instruction. Our message is indeed for Bishr. Go and convey our message to him. Therefore, the saint went out of his house looking for Sayyidina Bishr rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and learned that Bishr was in the gathering of alcoholics. Reaching the gathering, he called out Bishr, but was told by people that Bishr was in a drunken stupor. The saint said to people, go and somehow tell him that a man with a message for him is standing outside. Someone went and told him, Sayyidina Bishr rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, go and ask whose message has he brought. So he replied, go and tell him that I have brought the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When informed of this, Sayyidina Bishr rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was overwhelmed and immediately came out barefooted. Hearing the divine message, he sincerely repented of his sins and attained such a high status, spiritual rank, that he began to remain barefooted due to the extreme degree of witnessing divine omnipotence. This is why he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became famously known as Hafi, i.e. the one remaining barefooted. Dear respected viewers, a grave sinner and an alcoholic became a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal merely because of respecting the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So if we respect the blessed name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and respect the blessed name of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, no doubt, inshallah, this can become means of salvation and forgiveness for us. Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born in 150 Hijri in Khurasan, Iran. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed away on Rabi'ul Awwal 227 Hijri in Baghdad. His blessed shrine is situated in Baghdad, Iraq. He was a great worshipper and ascetic person, admirer of ulama and awliya, possessor of high rank and status, and one of the great awliya. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon Bishr Hafi and forgive us for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Some beautiful Madri pearls there from our Rizwan Bhai from London. Again, many, many Madri pearls that we can learn from that particular event. But one thing I'd just like to share with you is that, you know, in our houses, we may have writings that have the blessed name of Allah Azza wa Jalla or the blessed name of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Arabic writings on them. We may have the Quran Paks or we may have other sacred writings as well. And what happens is they get, you know, Quran Paks get worn out, things get worn out. And what happens is unfortunately in some houses we dispose of them. Now, we are not supposed to dispose of them in the manner that you would dispose of other things. There are certain etiquettes and adab with regards to disposing this muqaddas oraq, this sacred papers. And that can be anything, be it, you know, your Ramadan calendars that have the du'as in them, they need to be taken off before they are put away. Basically, any writings need to be respected. And so with that in mind, you should be very, very careful that in the case that we just mentioned, that this particular person, his status was raised, his rank was raised, his sins were forgiven because he respected the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla by that small writing. Just think what would happen to those who don't respect. Those people who just they rip up the paper and astaghfirullah, throw it in the bin, throw it in the garbage with all of the other rubbish that is in there. What would happen to those people? So bear this in mind, that in our households, those sacred writings, they need to be preserved and they need to be disposed of in the correct manners. Now, the manner in doing this is either you put it into a flowing river, which could be difficult in this country, or you bury a grave and you bury in that as well, which again, in both cases, is quite difficult. A couple of years ago, Dawud Islami took it upon themselves and we got the completely free of charge. We filled up loads of containers and we still got a lot to dispose of. That's why we're not taking any more on, because obviously the amount that we collected was quite a lot. But I just want to make sure that our viewers are aware of this ruling, and please take care that any writings and that have especially the Arabic names on or the Islamic names on, all of these things, to maintain them, preserve them as well. Some scholars go even further and say that anything that has writing on should be preserved. So please bear this in mind, especially from that incident that we just heard, that this particular person, he was rewarded, he was forgiven by respecting. Just think to yourself what would happen to us by not respecting, by not revering, by not maintaining the respect that these sacred recitings are deserved. And today we're talking about, you know, respect and reverence. And in particular, we're talking about respect and reverence of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I mentioned just before the break that a small defect in the reverence of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam can also become a cause of destroying all of our good deeds. It's narrated, views of the channel, in Surah Al-Hujurat, the second ayat, and Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman: "O believers, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of this conveyor of the unseen, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and nor speak aloud in his court, just like you speak aloud to one another amongst yourselves, in case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware." Allahu Akbar. Regarding this ayat, if you are on the channel, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmadi Arkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that we come to know that even a very minor element of disrespect to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an act of unbelief, as it is an act of unbelief that destroys good deeds, let alone other acts of disrespect. Good deeds are destroyed even if someone speaks in a loud voice in his blessed court. Allahu Akbar. The meaning of the ayat is that one should neither speak loudly before him nor call him out with ordinary titles which are used to call each other. One should not say uncle, father, brother, and Bashir are an ordinary human being. Rather, they should say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even when you talk about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you should talk about him in respect, take his name in respect as well. Not as if, oh, you know, he's just an Arab person over there. No, with respect. With respect, whenever you are mentioning the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should be mentioned with respect. And so we learn from this views in the channel that the sacred book of Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning the greatness and the dignity of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's teaching us the manners of visiting his blessed court. That just speaking loudly in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such a grave sin due to which all of the good deeds get destroyed. And we believe that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. And so when we go there, we should not raise our voice there as well. If you are fortunate enough to go to Masjid al-Nabi, then you should remain silent there, out of respect there. Don't raise your voice there. Allahu Akbar. And even now, we should continue to show our respect. The renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmadi Arkhan Naimi, rahmatullah ta'ala, states that the courtly manners of worldly kings are man-made, but the manners of the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been made and taught by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Furthermore, these manners are not only for humans, but are for all jinns, humans and angels. Angels also used to visit the blessed court after seeking permission. These manners are forever. These manners are forever. And we need to be aware of these sort of things, viewers of Mini Channel. Because, like I said earlier on, if you're not aware of what we just mentioned today, and you just go away and think that you're performing good deeds, but you do not give the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the status that he deserved. You do not respect the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way he should be respected. You do not praise the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way he should be praised. Then all of those good deeds, whatever good deeds you have done, whatever good deeds you have done, if you have not maintained the respect and the praising and the reverence of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is a good chance that all of them deeds will be wasted. So we need to develop that inside ourselves and not just think to ourselves, oh, the five pillars of Islam, I need to have the Shahada, I need to read my namaz, I need to fast, I need to pay zakat, I need to go on Hajj, khalas, finished. And we need to understand how we pray our salah, how we fast during the month of Ramadan, how we pay our zakat and how we perform our Hajj. And how do we learn this? From the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so fulfilling the commands that Allah azza wa jalla has bestowed upon us, we need the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the one that is teaching us. He is our teacher. He is our guide. And so for no other reason we should respect him and revere him. But Allah azza wa jalla is telling us. Allah azza wa jalla is telling us that we should respect him. Allah azza wa jalla is telling us that we should revere him. Allah azza wa jalla is telling us that we should praise him. And Allah azza wa jalla is also telling us, in case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware, if you do not respect the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is a chance that your deeds will go to waste and you will not be unaware, you'll be not aware of it. Because you will not realize. You will not realize you're performing these good deeds, but you don't realize that your deeds are going to waste, and you'll find out. And when you find out, it'll be too late. So today is the day that we need to start respecting and loving and praising the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as we can. Viewers of the channel, we also need to be aware that all of the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are respectable. Allah azza wa jalla has commanded us to observe reverence for the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam at various places in the Holy Quran, not just the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he has also made a promise of favors and blessings to those who obey these commands. Therefore, it is stated in Viewers of the channel, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat number 12, Allah azza wa jalla says, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, and believe in my messengers and respect them and lend Allah azza wa jal a good loan. So I will surely remove your sins and I will surely admit you to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Allahu Akbar. And after having views of the child, after having faith in the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in particular, those who have reverence for him are blessed with the glad tidings of success. Allah azza wa jal states, in Surah Al-Araf, part 9, ayat 157. So those who believe in him and honor him and help him and follow the light, ayat al-Quran, which was sent down with him, it is they who are successful. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful formula for life, the Yuzuman channel. Follow that formula. You know, people, a recipe for life. Believe in him. Honor him. Help him and follow the light, ayat al-Quran, which was sent down with him. They are the ones who are successful. You know, nowadays you want to find out how to be successful. If I to be successful, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to get that exam done, get that qualification, get that job, da, 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 and I'll be successful. If you want to be successful in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and without doubt, every Muslim wants to be successful in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there is a criteria. Believe in him. Honor him, help him, and follow the light, ayat al-Quran, which was sent down with him. It is they who are successful viewers of my channel. And that is what we need to learn. To be a lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a part-time job. No, it's not part-time. To be a true lover is a full-time job. And when I mean full-time, it's not 8 hours a day, five days a week. No, a full-time job meaning 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, all of your life. That is how you need to live your life to be a true lover of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Islam, like I said earlier on, I've said it before, it's not a part-time job. It's not a hobby. And unfortunately, nowadays, what happens with Muslims, we made our deen our hobby. You know, a hobby is something like, I like working with cars. Yeah, I like working with cars, but I don't get the time to do it. And when I get the time to do it, I'll go and I'll do a little bit on the car and I'll feel good that I've worked on the car. Yeah. But I don't get the time to do it. So when I get time, I'll do some of it. Unfortunately, our deens become like that. Or when we get a bit of time, we'll go to the masjid. When we get a bit of time, we'll read the Quran. When we get a bit of time, we'll do this. And if we do it, we feel good that we've done it, but we haven't got time. That should not be the way. Islam is not our hobby. Our deen is not our hobby. Islam and our deen should be our life, if you as a Madani channel. Everything else should revolve around it. Not that everything revolves around, that we let everything else carry on. And when we get a bit of spare time, we go and perform our deen. No. When I get a bit of spare time, I'll go and perform Hajj. When I get a bit of spare time, I'll read my namaz. When I get a bit of spare time, I'll read the Quran. When I get a bit of spare time, I'll do this. This is not our deen, viewers on the channel. Your deen should be your life. And in the same way, loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a part-time job. And again, you cannot state that you love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just by raising slogans. You have to follow him. You have to honor him. You have to respect him. You have to praise him. You have to love him. And love is not a part-time job. It's not. And inshallah, we'll talk a little bit about that, inshallah, after the break. But we've got a kalam now. And inshallah, after the kalam, we'll talk a little bit about how we can show, how we can live our lives and show that we are true lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how we can praise him in our actions as well. So let's go to the kalam of the day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jaan hai ishq-e-Mustafa, roz fuzoon kare khuda, jisko ho dard ka maza, naaz-e-dawa uthaaye kyun. عشق تیرے صدقے جلنے سے چھوٹے سستے جو آگ بجھا دے گی وہ آگ لگائی ہے شعلہ عشق نبی سینے سے باہر نکلا عمر بھر موسے میرے باس پیمبر نکلا سازگار ایسا بھلا کس کم قدر نکلا دم میرا اب تو ارمان تیرا اے دل مضطر نکلا اب تو ارمان تیرا اے دل مضطر نکلا عمر بھر موسے میرے پیمبر نکلا جلوہ اس مہر رسالت کا ہو سیاروں میں انبیاء ساتھ ہوں جبریل جلو داروں میں جبکہ اس شان سے آئیں گے گرفتاروں میں حشر کے روز یہ غل ہوگا گناہگاروں میں وہ شفاعت کے لیے شافیع محشر نکلا وہ شفاعت کے لیے شافیع محشر نکلا عمر بھر موسے میرے باس پیمبر نکلا قبر اویسے قرنی پڑھ کے سنے عشق میں پھنستی ہے کس دام بلا میں جانے، قبر عاشق سے صدا آئی کہ کیا حال کہے، کبھی زندہ کبھی مردہ ہوئے ہم الفت میں، شوق نظارہ کبھی دل سے نہ باہر نکلا، شوق نظارہ کبھی دل سے نہ باہر نکلا، عمر بھر منہ سے میرے واسطے پیغمبر نکلا، تشنا ہوں شربت دیدار پلا دیجے مجھے، آئینہ طلعت انور کا بنا دیجے مجھے، مردہ ہوں آپ مسیح مجھے، دونوں عالم میں نہ جس کا کوئی ہم سر نکلا، دونوں عالم میں نہ جس کا کوئی ہم سر نکلا، عمر بھر منہ سے میرے پیغمبر نکلا، عمر بھر منہ سے میرے واسطے پیغمبر نکلا،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ viewers, I hope you enjoyed that kalam as much as I did. Very refreshing, very relaxing. And the purpose of these kalams viewers on the channel is to instill love inside us. And when you listen to these kalams, you're talking about the respect and reverence and praising the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we need to learn these kalams, understand these kalams. I know that for maybe like myself, a lot of viewers here, Urdu may be a second language, but there are certain kalams that are now becoming available in English language. And, you know, if you can get people to translate these kalams and understand these kalams, then it is a way of instilling love in our heart for everything that's associated to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before the break, we mentioned very briefly that how do we show love? How do we show respect to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Viewers of the channel, you know, I've mentioned this, you know, example before, and I'm going to mention it again. And maybe if you've heard it before, then please forgive me. But you know, if a person makes a statement that I love my mother, yeah, and he tells the whole world that he loves his mother, he puts it on his, you know, social media pages that I love my mother is everything, I praise my mother, I love my mother, and he puts stickers in his car that I love my mother, he has a flag saying that I love my mother on it, and he tells people that he loves his mother, and he tells people that I am a, you know, a person that loves my mother, yeah? But then that same mother then says to her child, son, can you go to the shop and get some bread and milk? And that son says, mom, I ain't got time for this, I'm busy. Son, can you do this for me? No, I can't. Son, can you do that for me? No, I can't. Son, can you make sure that you don't go there? Why should I not? I'm my life, my rules, let me do what I want. I'll do what I want. Why should I listen to you, mom? And so this child that's praising his mother everywhere, but in his actions, he's not listening to a single word of his mother, what would you say about him? Would you say that he is a lover of his, that he loves his mother? Would you say that he respects his mother? Would you say that he reveres his mother? That although he makes all the slogans, he makes all these claims, but when it comes to the crunch, so to speak, he doesn't listen to a single word of his mother. What would you say about that person? Then ask yourself, viewers of my channel, Are we not like that person? Not when I'm talking about our mothers, but when I'm talking about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We claim, we say that we are lovers. We raise the slogans, we raise the flags, we get the lights, we do all of these things. But when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us to do things, do we listen? In his final speech, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, not only told us, he ordered us to read our salah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ordered us to read our salah. How can we claim, how can I claim, how can you claim to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when he tells us to read our salah, we don't. Fast in the month of Ramadan, he told us. We don't. Perform your hajj, we don't. Don't lie, cheat, swear, backbite. We do all of these things. So all of these things that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to either do or to not do, and we ignore them completely, and we still claim to love. So that's not love, views of the channel. That's not love and respect and revering the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So again, if you want to be amongst those fortunate people that love and respect and revere the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you need to follow him. You need to follow him in his actions. You need to obey his orders. You need to love the people who loved him and hate the people who hate him. All of this needs to be in a package in our lives. To love, to be able to claim to be the ones who love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow his ways, or follow his sunnah, obey his orders, and love him and respect him. In the same way, viewers of the channel, that we are instructed that when we are talking about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should talk about him in a different way. It's not as if he's like a friend, or that we should show respect when we are speaking to him. Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden us to raise our voices in the blessed court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As well, he's also forbidden us, viewers of the channel, to call the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam out in an ordinary way. It is stated in Surah Ar-Nur, ayat number 63, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O people, do not make the calling of the messenger amongst yourselves just like one calls the others amongst yourselves. Allahu Akbar. Alama Maulana Sayyid Mufti Muhammad Nimuddin Marabadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala stated that commentators also mention one meaning of this ayat, that whenever someone respectively calls him out, then he should do with utmost humbleness, respect and reverence, using the revered titles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, in a soft voice and a humble manner. Allahu Akbar. You know, that even when you send Durud-e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it should be done in a respectful manner. There's one blessing of Durud-e Pak in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if a person recites Durud-e Pak just 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night, but then he has a condition with love and devotion. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person with love and devotion recites Durud-e Pak 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night, then it will become incumbent upon Allah azza wa jal, the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, to forgive all the sins that he committed during the day and all the sins that he committed during the night. So reciting Durud-e Pak, one, but there's a condition, love and devotion. So even when you're praising the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you need to do it in a humble manner, in a loving manner as well. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has said, the first, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala was called Ya Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala or Ya Abul Qasim. And when Allah Azza wa Jal forbid us from saying these words to show the reverence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, then the companions would say Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Allahu Akbar. So this is the act of the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, that they would not take the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by name, they would take him by title. And nowadays, a normal person, you know, that's a respectable person will say, sir. And even your teacher, you know, I never knew the first names of my teachers. I never knew them. And we were told that this is Mr. This, this is Mr. That. And that was the name that we had. We never knew the teacher's names. And we were told to give them that respect. Never, even if you knew the first name, never call out the first name. And that's just your teacher. What about the teacher of teachers? What about the leader, the imam of all the anbiya? And how then should we take their names? You meet a stately person, you meet an MP, you meet a wealthy person, and you're standing there in respect in front of him. What about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the supreme creation of the Creator? Allahu Akbar. The Habibullah, the one that Allah azza wa jalla loves. Should we not show love and respect then when we take his name? Just ponder, viewers of the channel, that how important the matter of reverence and praising the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jalla does not even like the fact that anyone addresses his beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam by taking his name. And the Islamic name, the Islamic scholars, they've also said to call out the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam by taking his name is haram. The scholars have said this, viewers of the channel, that there is a consensus that we should, whenever we mention the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should mention it with respect and use respectful titles for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah, Ya Nabi Allah, and do it with respect and devotion. Viewers of the channel, we're just going to take a small break now. We've got a small package for you, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And when you come back, we'll try and round up this topic a little bit and talk a little bit more about respecting and revering the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's go to a small break. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sayyiduna Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated, I humbly said to the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quraysh are sitting and talking about one another's genealogy, and they have taunted about your genealogy. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal made the creation, so He azza wa jal placed me in the better part of its two parts. He Azza wa Jal then made tribes, so He Azza wa Jal placed me in the better tribe. And then He Azza wa Jal made families, so He placed me in the better family. Thus, I am the best of the entire creation, and my family is also the best of all families. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. Viewers of the channel, you're watching yesterday, today and tomorrow. And in today's program, we're talking about respect, reverence, praising and loving the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Now, I've mentioned quite a few ayats of the Quran. I've mentioned how the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would respect him and revere him. Maybe another shaitanic whisper can come to our mind. You know, people, these shaitanic whispers, you need to be very careful, viewers of the channel, that we get all sorts of shaitanic whispers that make us think that this is not right, you know, or maybe think that, oh, you know what, that was for then, it's not for now. And these are all shaitanic whispers, be it the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lot of time what happens is, when it comes to the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we think to ourselves, well, that was for 1400 years ago, wasn't it? Yeah. What's the relevance now? Yeah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1400 years ago kept a beard, what's the point now? And we'll make all sorts of excuses that, you know what, at that time it was the desert and it was needed and it was this and it was that. And all sorts of excuses we make not to follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you look at those people that have this blessed sunnah on their face, why do they have it? They don't have it because, oh, it can be protection from heat, or it can do this, or it can do that, or whatever scientific reason you can come up with or not come up with, or any detrimental facts that you can come up with. They don't follow any of that. The people that have a beard on the face have it for one reason, and one reason only, because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had it, and that's why they do it. And so again, this shaitanic whisper that it was for then, again should be removed, be it in any shape or form, be it in any of the commands of Allah azza wa jal, be it in any of the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be it in respecting and revering the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated that Sayyidina Alama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala stated that respect and reverence to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his apparent life and apparent demise, i.e. in every state, is compulsory and fundamental for the Ummah, because the more reverence to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases in the hearts, the more nur, the light of faith, will keep on increasing. So whatever the state is, and now we're in a state where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put an apparent curtain between us and the hereafter, that is there, that is the situation, even now we should continue to respect and revere him and not listen to any of these shaitanic whispers. Oh, it was for then, it's for then. And in the same way, viewers on the channel, when it comes to following the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true lovers didn't ask questions. The true lovers don't ask questions. They just love. And you know that you've heard this term, blindly loving someone. Yeah? That is blind love. And when you have blind love, then all you can see is perfection. When you have blind love, then all you want to do is follow and keep on going towards that person that you love. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us to follow his way, to follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so we need to do it the way that the companions, how they lived their lives. And we've made it clear now that, you know, it's not just for them. It is for all time, to the end of time. And even on the Day of Judgment, to show respect and revere the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, the companions, that when they went and knocked at a door, you know, when you go and knock at someone's door, what do? Yeah, your fist, you make it into a fist like this, and that's how you knock. The companions, when they would go and knock at the blessed door of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would knock with the nails. Very, very lightly. Why? Again, respecting and reverence of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I want to leave you, we've not got a lot of time, I want to leave you of an example that took place in the year of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. The Quraysh sent Sayyidina Urwa bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala, who had not embraced Islam at the time, to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he saw that when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform wuzu, the blessed companions would move forward so quickly to take the water of the wuzu that it seemed as if they would start fighting with each other. Allahu Akbar. And when the holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, blessed sacred saliva, would come out, or when he would clean his blessed nose, the blessed companions would take it into their hands and they would rub it on their faces and bodies in order to gain blessings from it. Whatever the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would command them to do, they would immediately obey. When he would converse, they would remain silent. And due to the element of respect of the holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would not look at the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam by raising the eyes. Allahu Akbar. So whenever they were in the presence, they would lower their gaze and they would listen there with utmost respect. When Sayyidina Urwa bin Masud radiallahu ta'ala went back to the people of Makkah, he said to them, listen to this, viewers of the channel, O group of Quraysh, I've been to the courts of Caesar, I've been to the court of Kisra and Negus Najashi, but by Lord Almighty, I've never seen any king with such dignity and majesty among his nation as I've seen for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst his companions. That is just an example, viewers on my channel, of how the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show their love. Once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, once the uncle of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, was asked, are you older or the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And he replied that he is indeed greater. I was just born before him. Even though I was born before him, even though I'm older than him, but he is greater than me. And everybody had that respect that they showed for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we need to learn how to do that, viewers of the channel. Viewers of the channel, you've been watching yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Until the next time, inshaAllah, azwajal, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah, holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, holy Allah.